Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. I am Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into His Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to have you to join us each and every week. And for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are just so pleased to have you with us. As many of you who are our faithful listeners, you know that we switch days and times to be more accommodating to our listening audience. So we are now on the air each and every Sunday from 6 until 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're just so pleased to have you join us. This week is going to be another fabulous show. I am so pleased to have this woman in the room with us today, and so we're going to get into the interview in just a few minutes. But as I always like to do each and every week is to, of course, introduce ourselves to our new listeners and then just to recap with the old ones a little bit about who we are and what we're doing. So, again, I'm Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into His Life, where our mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals who have been affected by domestic violence. And I encourage you, I invite you to please go to our website, at www.wianl.org. Again, that's wianl.org. And when you go there, just take a look around the homepage, click on the different tabs, learn more about who we are, what we do, and why we do what we do. One of our biggest initiatives right now is centered around our micro enterprise development program. And so we'll talk a little bit about that as we get towards the end of the show. But I do want to go ahead and mention that on the front end. We also have a couple of initiatives that we have going on right now that you, no matter where you are in the world, can participate in. So we will get into that again as we get towards the bottom of the show. But for now, I have the pleasure and the privilege to bring to you, to our room, none other than attorney and entrepreneur LaTonya Moore. We are so pleased to have the opportunity, Coach, to join us and to be able to share with us about who she is, what she's doing, why she does it, how she got started. So we're going to get the 411 from Attorney Moore in just a moment. I just want to say thank you again for those of you who continue to tune in to us each and every week. And we thank you for those that you've invited. So this is a wonderful opportunity right now for you to invite other people to tune in. So whether you want to call in or you want to join us online, just share the information. Let's flood the airwaves with information that can be used for yourself or those for whom are in your responsibility. So having said all of that, we are pleased to share with you at this time none other than attorney and entrepreneur LaTonya Moore. LaTonya, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Joyce. It is a pleasure.
Well, we have talked off and on a little bit here and there over the last few months and had promised to get together at some point and be able to work together, and I thought this would be a good way to get started with that. And I do not plan for this to be our last conversation, our last encounter. This is just the first of what I hope will be several.
Awesome.
So we're just going to jump right into the interview. One of the things that I would love for you to do is I know a little bit about you and who you are and what you do, but what I would like for you to do at this time is just in your own time, your own words, in your own way, and feel free to share as much or as little as you choose to. I would like for you to let the audience know exactly who you are and how long you've been doing what you do. So for the next few minutes, the floor is yours.
Wow, thank you so much, Joyce, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. Again, like you mentioned, I'm an attorney entrepreneur. I have actually been practicing law, been licensed to practice law since 2002, so I've been doing that for a while, and my primary areas have always been in the areas of civil rights. I've worked with large government agencies. I worked for Housing and Urban Development. I worked with Health and Human Services. Also worked with the Department of Veteran Affairs. So in my entire career, you know, I've always worked with groups that, you know, unfortunately were a little disenfranchised. And even with that, like a lot of us, I had my side hustle. and my side hustle really is where I was able, you know, I've been able to literally touch lives, and I'm so excited about having those opportunities of working directly with people and directly and indirectly, and being able and be positioned to have worked all these years to really build an international network and an international community to really just effectuate change in the world.
And you have been doing that in an amazing way. As I said at the top of the show, I've had an opportunity to talk with you a little bit about what you do, but then, of course, just following up with that was doing my own reading, my own research. So I know that you are genuine in the work that you do, that you have a sincere heart and spirit for what you do. This is more than just a job for you. This is actually your passion and the commitment that you have. As you shared, that you've been in practice since 2002, and your biggest focus has been on civil rights. But I have really seen and followed along to learn that there's so many other facets to you and so many hats. So I'm just going to jump into what are those particular hats, and that is the magazine that you have, The Ambassador. So I would love for you to tell our listening audience about the magazine and how you got started with that, why you chose to do it.
It's really interesting that you ask about that, Joyce, because the magazine, like a few of my endeavors, really honestly was never, it sort of made itself. So I always tell people that because I shy away from taking credit for things that I believe that really is purpose-driven. And so what happened is that I was talking with a couple of people. Someone was telling me, they said, you know, you disseminate a lot of information. Because for those of you that have been connected with me for a while, like I was known for writing these long posts on Facebook and things like that. And so someone said, you should probably do some type of newsletter or do some type of periodical or something like that. But for me, it's just sort of like, well, who's going to want to listen and who's going to want to look at all of that? So what happened, though, when I started to look at all of the different topics and all of the areas that I was either connected to or I directly worked in, the magazine really made itself because those were all the things that I like to discuss, all the things that I like to promote. And what better than The Ambassador? Because for those of us that I'm a Christian, and for those of us that are ambassadors for Christ, you know, we realize that the biggest thing is that we really push forth the word in a way that people can understand that we really do represent for what's right in the general sense. And so we represent for love. We represent for freedom. You know, we represent for creativity and things of that nature. And so that's what an ambassador is. An ambassador is a person that is a champion for their respective country. And so when I thought about that, I was like, what a wonderful opportunity to pull together all different thoughts, all different viewpoints in a way that it can be presented and represented and respected all in one place. So that's how the Ambassador Monthly started.
Right, and I am honored to say that back in October, I was featured in your magazine. So I want to say again,
yes,
thank you for the opportunity for me to be able to share my story and my insights. And, you know, one of the things that I appreciated about what you shared in terms of my particular part in that magazine is that I don't like to always just be labeled as someone who has a story of abuse, but I like to also be able to share about the aftermath. I like to be able to share that, you know, I'm a story with a solution, and that, you know, there are so many other things to me beyond the story of the abuse. It's what I've done with that abuse and how I've tried to work to make lives better, not just for myself, but the people with whom I come in contact with, and I use that story as a platform for that. And so you gave me an opportunity to be able to share not only the story, but the solution, the aftermath, the positive things that have come from it. So, you know, this is a good time for me to be able to share that with you publicly and tell you thank you publicly for being able to provide me with yet another platform for a positive spin on what my story was as it relates to abuse.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, and again, I really thank you guys because regardless, it takes a level of strength to really be candid and be forthcoming about something that is really still very delicate. As much as we talk about it, it's still something that is very delicate. It's still something that is somewhat taboo to a certain extent. And so to have the opportunity to do that and help shed light on these things is really an honor for me.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So that there is a mutual respect in that with both of us, and I appreciate it very, very much. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this Sunday evening, afternoon, depending on what part of the world you're in. I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. This is another broadcast of Boots on the Ground, and I do know that we have some new listeners on. So I'm always excited to have our new listeners on, and we just encourage you and ask you to please invite others into the room to learn more about who we are, what we do, and about the amazing guests that we have on our show each and every week. I do want to remind you also that in case you happen to miss an episode, you can always go back and listen to the replays. We are available here at Blog Talk Radio. Just pull up Boots on the Ground, and all of the replays are available. Also, if you're on Facebook, please join our Facebook page. It is Boots on the Ground by Walking Into a New Life. So we're there. Join us. You can also find the clips from previous shows on there. You can also learn more about each of the individuals that have been guests on the show. So there may be a particular topic that you're interested in, and you can always click on an individual's picture, read information about them and what the show is about, and then be able to go from there to listen to the show and then be able to connect with that individual or organization directly. One of the things that I do pride myself on with bringing this show every week is that while my area of concentration is related to domestic violence and sexual assault, we discuss a number of social issues here on this show. We talk about sisterhood. We talk about economic, talk about reproductive justice. We do talk about things like human trafficking and child abuse. We do talk about issues related to breast cancer and just general health and wellness, HIV and AIDS. We talk about men's issues and things that matter to our men. Some of the more touchy subjects like child support and divorce and things of that nature. But the whole idea of Boots on the Ground is to ensure that we discuss the issues that matter to you and we hear from people who work in the trenches every single day. Some of these individuals, you may know their names. We've had the pleasure of having very high-profile individuals such as Raheem Devon, who's a very well-known neo-soul artist, three-time Grammy-nominated award-winning artist. So, you know, those types of individuals. But we've also had individuals who may not be as well-known throughout the nation, but they're well-known in their particular community. But we're all doing the work, and this work cannot go forward without having those boots on the ground, not having those individuals who care enough about the people that we live around to make sure that they have the happiest, best, healthiest lives possible and that the information is being given to them so that they can share it with those within their area of responsibility. No matter what social cause you may be interested in, there is someone that has been on this show who shares your passion. So we just want to encourage you to please tune in every week, go back and listen to the replays, share the information with others. This week is no exception with the wonderful work that we are presenting today through attorney and entrepreneur Latonya Moore. She is amazing. So let's just get right back into this interview with Latonya. So, Latonya, you talked a little bit about the Ambassador Magazine and how it came about and the fact that it kind of made itself. We talked about you as being an attorney and how you work in civil rights as a primary focus, but not your entire focus. But now I want to switch gears just a little bit, and I want to talk about Latonya Moore, the speaker and trainer, Latonya Moore that is the opportunity coach. So tell us about how you came into that and what you are doing currently, because I know you have some great events coming up.
Wow, definitely. Thank you for that opportunity. As far as being a speaker and a trainer, they really started years ago. I started doing a lot of employment law type of speaking engagements. That would be everything from helping people get prepared for interviews and how to apply for federal jobs, which, you know, the federal job process is totally different from just the regular, you know, the regular private sector job search,
right,
and helping people to navigate that and helping them understand that the one-page private sector resume is not the resume that's going to get you past this, and just going over those things and helping people do that. And then on the training side, I was always, it seems like from the very beginning, I was always doing a lot of education and outreach, whether it was to constituents, whether it was to, you know, national veterans organizations. When I worked for Department of Veterans Affairs, I was a part of the national faculty for the vet centers. And then I probably taught about 20 different topics throughout my career at the VA. I was a certified trainer with a certified Franklin Covey trainer, so 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Crucial Conversations, all of those. So that's really where the training really started. And then what had started happening, Joyce, was people, employees who would come to the different mandatory trainings, and they may be having something at their church, at their community event, and they would say, hey, do you do anything in the community? And I would say, well, tell me more about it. And that's just how that started. And people started to invite me to come to speak at their different events.
Wow.
And so I was like, wow, well, this may be something that I need to look at. And again, all of that really parlayed over into the side gig that started out. And as far as the opportunity coaching is really a mind over matter concept. And what that means is that helping people to really see the opportunity that is right in front of them. What is the most immediate thing that you can take advantage of and leverage so that you can get to that next stop, so that you can get to that next level, whatever that next level is, because regardless of where you are, there is always a next level if you're a person that is looking to grow. As long as you're alive, there's always a way to stretch and expand within your purpose. And that's what we do when we look at opportunity coaching. Oftentimes, we have so much in front of us, and we're just like, oh my gosh, I'm stuck. I don't know which way to go. And sometimes it really takes just sitting down with someone else, going over, you know, what are you doing? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And really taking that time to look at where are the opportunities for you to be able to, you know, again, leverage and take advantage of those to get to that next level.
Right. Right. Good stuff. Okay. I like it, and I like that phrase, opportunity coach. So please tell our listening audience then how they can get in touch with you. If they want to book you, they want some one-on-one time with you, just what are the best channels in order to do that?
They can go to my website, www.latonyamoore.com. So that's LETONYAMOORE.com. And from there, you can find out about everything from law to coaching. You can find out all the information about our workshops. You can find out about the other speaking engagements that I'm where I'm going to be coming up in the next couple of months. You can also book some private time. For those of you that go to the website, there's actually a freebie, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to go to the website. But there's a freebie there on the website. I do have something that the applications are just opening for our success circle, and I'm really excited about the success circle because the success circle is for a very limited number of motivated individuals that are really trying to dig deep and get to that ultimate level. And the great thing about the success circle, it is really a group of people. I'm honored to be among them, but a group of people that come together to help each other build and grow, which is a little bit different from the traditional coaching setup. So I'm definitely honored to be a part of that. And for those of you that are listening, when you go to the website, you'll be able to find information about the Success Circle, and you can reach out to us for more detailed information about what that is and how you can be a part of it, and everything's on there, the cost and all of that.
All right, so as you just heard her say, and I saw we have more people who have just joined us, so I want to make sure that you are aware. Please make sure that you go to LaTonyaMoore.com, and that's LeTonyaMoore.com. Go to her website so that you can learn more about who she is. Click on those different tabs, get all that information, and as you said, there is a freebie, and you know we like freebies. So she's offering it. I say take advantage. Go there, and think that she mentioned she's not going to tell you what it is. So in order for you to find out, you've got to go to the website. When you do that, you will get a lot of other relevant and important information about who she is, what she's doing, and how she's helping in the community that she serves. So having said that, there's one particular event that is coming up in June that I really wanted you to talk about, spend a little time with, because I just think it is awesome, amazing. I plan to be there. So I want you to tell our listening audience about the Liberate Her event that you will be hosting in June. So I'm not going to butcher it. I'm going to allow you to be able to speak about it, take your time with it, and share with the audience, because I really want them to be in tune with it and make plans to attend.
Well, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to share. The Liberate Her event, it's a women's only intensive mastermind weekend. And I have the pleasure of having three other phenomenal women that are coming together with me. And the whole focus of that particular weekend is that all of the people that come, and again, this is a very, very small group, a very small group of people that come together, you will definitely leave changed. That is the whole focus, whether it's a change of mindset, whether it's a change of perspective, whether it's a change of outlook. But most importantly, my goal in putting this together, I've gone to probably now thousands of conferences, and that's including when I was working full-time at my 9-to-5, even just every year, just keeping my skills sharp. And it's always you go, you get excited, and then you leave with a whole lot of books, manuals, a to-do list, in the sense of now you have to go back and read. There is, it's almost like when, you know how you've gone to like a great church service and you're energized and someone say, wow, well, what was the word about? And you're like, I don't know, but he sure did preach, you know. But you can't, you know, you don't know. You just know you left feeling real good. And you left feeling real good on Sunday, but on Monday, you really are where you were on Wednesday or Thursday before you went, in the sense of, what are my next steps? So what I did with Liberate Her and putting that together, we put together a a curriculum, for lack of a better word, that no one is going to leave without the tool that they need. So we're covering everything. We're covering we're covering your spiritual life. We're covering business. We're covering career. All of those different aspects, life, career, and business. We're going to talk about all of those things and how they're all intertwined, especially for women. We do it all. Oftentimes we have families, we have a side business, and then we're trying to move up in our career. And so when we put this together, we asked ourselves, how do we put something together that when people leave, they're not just energized, but they're activated? That means you are ready to literally take action. And one thing that you will not get at this particular weekend mastermind event, it is really not about selling 12,000 more products. You know, a lot of times you come to those conferences and that's what you get. For us, you literally leave with tools that you need to take the next step. Now, some people may come and they may say, "Well, I want to work with so and so after the fact." That's great, because that is a, you know, particular need, and we certainly encourage that. I don't want to make it like we're discouraging that. But my entire vision for it is that people can be just made whole, if that makes sense. Getting on yes. that journey to understanding that all of the aspects of our lives are intertwined, but most importantly, we are important. And that's why the theme is you are worthy. Because once you accept that in your mind, once you accept that in your heart, all of the other things become easier. It becomes easy for you to sit across the table from a client and say, "My fee is $10,000. It becomes, because you believe it, it becomes easy for you right. to tell a client, "Well, unfortunately, I can't. Yeah, you're not the client for me, or I'm not the coach for you." It comes to a place where you're firm. You don't have a problem setting your feet and being okay with it. And so these are some of the things that I talk about on the business negotiation side. But what we do more importantly is we start with the mindset. And that's what I love about the entire format, is because it really goes from the present mindset and understanding why we think the way we do, helping each individual understand why they think the way that they do. Not that it's bad, not that it's negative, but why do I think the way that I do, and how does that affect my life? How does that affect my career, and how does that affect my business, positively or negatively? How does it affected? And then we just move through that process. So I'm overjoyed about the event because it's the first opportunity for me to have an entire weekend that it is a up close and personal, very small group, very intimate group of people that are coming together. So unlike other events that I've done, I will have the opportunity to literally touch each person. That's the part that I'm excited about.
In your voice. And that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to see. That's what I do know of you, that you are really genuine and passionate about this. So you wear a lot of different hats, and you've been very successful in your various platforms. But it is that passion that you speak about, specifically with this particular event. And I really wanted to make sure that our listening audience heard about that directly from you and hear that same passion and same spirit that I know that you have about it. So how can people get involved? Is it on your website? Do they need to do anything special? Just how do they connect with you on that?
Again, they can go to the website, www.latonyamore.com. If you click on events, there's a drop down and you can go directly to Liberate Her. Just for your listeners, if they sign up by March 31st, I will be offering I think it's 25% off. I wrote it down. You guys have to excuse me. I think it's a 25% off. It's a 25% off of the registration. 25% off the registration. So when you go to the Eventbrite, there are two different options. One is a 100% all inclusive, and the other one includes it just doesn't include lodging, because we may have some local people that may not need lodging. But I will give you that information if once they go to your Blog Talk site, or actually I can put it up on the website, and I'll give you the I'll give you a discount code.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And those of you who are not now, we're actually Walking Into Life is based out of Memphis. But this particular event, and LaTanya herself, is not in Memphis. This event is actually in Atlanta. So I wanted to make sure that we clarified that, so that you all weren't running around here. It's for those who are local in Memphis listening. Okay, I don't see that now. I don't know where it is. Now I don't know who LaTanya is. She's not here. She's out of state. And that is the beauty of hosting this show, is because we're able to share information for individuals around the country who are doing wonderful things. And a good friend of mine and I were just talking maybe a week or so ago, and we were saying how, you know, we're here in Memphis, but we have the desire and the passion to meet with, connect with, and work with other individuals in other parts of the country, because there are so many great things that are going on in other parts of the world. And we just want to be connected to that. You are one such person. You are one such program. And that's why I said I want to make sure that I brought you to the show and be able to talk about it, discuss it, have people connect with you. So, again, you all, you have been offered a freebie. You're being offered a 25% discount if you register by March 31st. So please make sure that you go to the website, which is LaTanyaMoore.com. That's LaTanyaMoore.com. I'm going to also be sharing this information on our different social media platforms as well. Again, go back and listen to the replays if you joined us or tuned in a little bit late for the show, because there are a lot of things that we discussed at the top of the hour that you may have missed, and we don't want you to miss any part of this show whatsoever. So just to kind of recap, we do have attorney and entrepreneur LaTanya Moore in interview with us today. She is the opportunity coach. She has a movement that she founded called the She Matters Ambassadors Movement, and I do want to go back to that and talk a little bit about that as well. But we did talk about your magazine and how it came into existence, and I love the fact that you said it made itself. You know, I think that when you are genuine with what you're doing and that you have a word that needs to be shared and you do listen to that inner spirit to share it, it resonates with other people and they want to hear more. They want to know more. And I'm so glad that you listened to that and followed through with it by doing the magazine. It's a great magazine. It's a great outlet for you to be able to share about your thoughts, but also being inclusive of the thoughts and ideas of other people. So, and other social issues that matter. So I'm really grateful for that. And I like that you talked about your success circle. So make sure, listeners, that you go to the website. If that is something of interest to you, find out more about the Success Circle, get signed up for it. And then just the last thing that you mentioned, LaTanya, when you talked about the Liberate Her conference that's going to go on for a weekend, and it's a weekend in June, and again, all the specifics are on the website, but you talked about not just leaving energized, but activated. You know, I am very big on moving from conversation to change. So at some point in time, we have to move from, you know, just talking about things and actually putting forth a program, a process to see positive change. You know, we in my realm of domestic violence, we talk about awareness all the time, aware, aware, aware. And so most of us are aware of domestic abuse on some level, but I want to move from just being aware, but to taking action with what we are aware of and what that looks like. And so it's not going to be the same for everyone, and I always encourage people to understand everyone doesn't have to be in front of the camera. You can work behind the scenes. You can write. You can call and you can send letters and you can march if that's what you want to do. But whatever it is, make sure that you're always just doing something and being proactive. If you like to write, if you like to blog, if you like to vlog, you know, you like video, you want to be on television, whatever the case may be, just be proactive in doing something. So I love that you are doing this conference in June and that it is for a small number of women. And what I hope comes from it, in addition to what you shared, is that those women, when we leave, that we take what we've learned, be proactive, and reach back and bring some other women into the circle with. So that's my hope for you in addition to what you shared.
Oh, thank you so much. And that really is the vision. This is just the first year. Our goal is certainly something that we can replicate afterwards. It's not a one-time thing. So I'm really excited about the potential of the entire project.
And now, LaTonya, I'm going to share something or at least just ask you to elaborate a little bit on this. That I've noticed of you, and it is dear to my heart, and there are a couple of people I know that are tuning in, so when I say this, they will know this is a big deal to me. And that's men and men's issues, specifically with things like child support and visitation as it relates to men and men's rights. And one thing that I have learned about you as I've been following you is that you speak on that pretty consistently. I would just like to know, you know, where that came from. I actually do know that you're going to be the keynote speaker at an event here very soon as well on that. So just for you to elaborate a little bit on that and where that passion and spirit came from for you.
Well, you know, Joyce, it's really interesting. I literally get that question all the time. And it's twofold. So, in a general sense, one thing that a lot of people know about me is I was a teen mother. I had my son when I was in high school, and my son's father was not a part of his life. And I personally felt that, you know, of course, my father stepped up, you know, but there's nothing, there's something when that father's not there. And my son is he's a great guy, awesome gentleman, and I promise I'm not just saying that because he's my son, but I started to notice something probably when he was about 12 or 13. It was things that, you know, would come up, and I'm like, well, I wonder what, like, in my mind I would say to myself, why doesn't he know that? Because I was always very aware, even as a young woman, that I was never the woman that was like, I'm your mother and your father, because that's not true. A woman cannot be a father. That, unfortunately, ladies, it may not be popular, but that is not true. And stop telling your children that. It's just not true. So that's something that I knew very early. I was honest with my son about it. I said, I will never be able to teach you how to be a man, but what I will teach you is everything that I know, because that's what you do as a parent. And so I saw some deficits there and some things that I felt like he should know by a certain age, and I realized that it was because that particular deficit was there. So that's when it started. I think that's where the personal root started. And then, to be honest with you, when I meet men, and they've been fighting, and they don't know what to do, and they're like, I just want to see my child. I just want to be a part of my child's life. Like, they're literally begging. They're begging the mama. They're begging the judge. They're begging everybody. And I'm saying to myself, my God, I would have loved, listen, my son's father wouldn't have to beg. Just do it.
Right.
And so for me, Joyce, I'm like, you know what, wait a minute. It clicked in my head, and I personally believe that it was the Holy Spirit. It clicked in my head. Well, you got a law degree. You do civil rights. You know about all this type of stuff. Who better than you? And you have a personal story. You know what it's like for that not to be there. And my son, he never got in trouble, never had a drug issue. None of those types of, it's not a horror story, But it's really some things that I felt like he was delayed on that he wouldn't have been had he had that relationship that I think he needed. And so that's where, in general, my passion is. Now, on the spiritual side, I started to recognize probably about, it's 2017, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, that there is an attack on men, on manhood, on what a father is. And for those of us that are Christian, we understand God as Father. Father is a source. Father is our resource. We are the seed of our Father. And so if you make the Father insignificant in the natural, then you are inherently and subliminally, at least from a Christian side, you're teaching the child that the Father is insignificant, i.e. God the Father is insignificant. And so I personally believe on the spiritual side that there's a spiritual attack that is, it's a subliminal attack to, you know, diminish the role of the Father being the source. And because of that, now women, we're like, hey, like we always do, well, somebody's got to do it, so I'm going to do it, and I'm going to step up, and I'm going to claim father and mother, which it's an impossibility that can't happen. And so that's really the drive and the motivation behind it. And I don't want to sound like real preachy, you know, or anything like that, but that's where it comes from. And for me, I had to really come to a place of being comfortable in really taking that position, because there are a lot of people that know me personally. They've been knowing me for many, many years that have said, how could you do this with your own personal situation? And when I tell them what I shared with you, the fathers that I've met that literally have spent every dime that they have and they still cannot see their children. They're just begging for help. When I explain to them, it's those guys that I'm seeking to represent. It's those guys that I'm seeking to help figure out what they need to do and how to put themselves in the best possible position that they can be in to get some quality parental time with their children, then I think that's only right for me to do it.
Right. And I am so glad that you shared that with us and so transparent in doing so. And as I said, when I asked you about that, you know, that's something that's very important to me in terms of having men involved and issues being heard. I am a woman, but I recognize that, you know, we need men, we need good men, we need positive men in our lives, whether it's with the children or just, you know, that interaction with us and being involved in the work. And so just as there are some men who are less than genuine, there are some good men in the community that are doing good work, who have good intentions, who need assistance in the same ways as women do. But because they are men, there's a certain stigma and stereotype that's associated with that. And so they are sometimes overlooked and neglected. And especially like in the cases of again, where I work, as it relates to domestic violence, sexual assault, things of that nature, you know, we have men who are assaulted and mistreated and abused. But because they are men, then it tends to get overshadowed or not taken as seriously. And so just like what you said about where you feel a sense of responsibility, so do I, in that making sure that healthy relationships are explored and talked about and discussed, that examples are given, and then men who are in trouble or in need of help and support, that they know, recognize, and understand that there are people who are willing to support them in their trauma and meet them where they are and not be judgmental of them because they're men. So I'm just so glad to see that you have included that in your walk, in your testimony, in the things that you do. And I want to reach out to those of you who are listening now, you know, to really go back and think about the men and women that are in your lives, the young men and young women that are in your lives. And be proactive in talking with them about what they may need, what they may be missing from you, how you can be of assistance to them, places that you can reach out to that are working with our young people to get them on track and help them have the mentorship that they need. And I think the best mentors start in the home. So it's be a good mentor and a good steward over you, and then give that information to those young people in your responsibility. But if you know that you can, and you know in your heart of hearts this is not an area that I can be the best for that young person, then connect them with someone who can assist you with that village. That is so key. So, LaTonya, thank you so much for sharing all that you have and your insights. It's very important that we continue to do the work in the place that we have been commissioned to do that work. So at this time, I'm going to share just a little bit about what Walking Into a New Life is doing and ask your support in our efforts with that. And then we're going to bring LaTonya back in for last comments, last couple of questions, last words. So I want to, as always, thank you for tuning in and being a part of the show, because without you, there would be no us for this show. There would be no us for Walking Into a New Life and what we strive to do. So a couple of things that we have going on right now, and they cost you nothing, nothing. All we ask is that you share the information with other people or that you give if you have it. And the give is your old cell phone, your old chargers, your old batteries. We are participating in Verizon Wireless Hope Line Project, which collects old cell phones. And those cell phones are scrubbed, reprogrammed, and given to victims and survivors of domestic violence. Because one of the things that often gets cut off from survivors is the ability to be able to communicate with family, with friends, just making simple doctor's appointments or calling, you know, and letting people know how you're doing. A lot of times that communication is cut off when you are going through abuse. Oftentimes the survivors are on a phone line or a phone plan with the abuser. So when they leave the abuser, that cuts off their form of communication. So this is our way of being able to give back that form of tangibility. So if you have cell phones, old cell phones, you don't care if they're flip phones, Blackberries, they can be anything from the old school big phones to the i7 or whatever is popular now. If you have it and you no longer want it, make sure we get it. We don't care what part of the city you're in. If you want to collect them and then send them to us, then talk to me after the show. Email us at info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. And send that, send information to us about that so we can arrange to get those phones from you. So, again, for you, the listening audience, all you need to do is collect those phones. You don't have to buy anything. If you are in Memphis and you want posters and boxes, I have those. Please reach out to me. I will be more than happy to give them to you so that you can share it with your community. Also, we are getting ready to have a Pampering Support Day to come up. We do this once a quarter. Pampering Support Day is for victims, survivors, and advocates of domestic violence and sexual assault, because we believe that individuals need poured into that pour back into the community. So it's not just for survivors of abuse, but it is those who work with them as well. We always have a session where we talk through a particular topic, and then we go to another part of the area where we have pampering exercises, we have food, we have every type of toiletry. If you and your family members are in need of certain toiletries, we give those to you freely. And we started doing this, and it was based on my personal experiences. Tanya, you were talking about, you know, being a teen mom and the father not being around. When I left my abuser with children in tow, I can remember times that we just needed money just for toilet tissue and soap and toothpaste, you know, those simple things that we so often take for granted. And I just remember that transition of needing those things, and I always promised myself that I would put myself in a position to always do that particular program. If I never did anything else with Walking Into a New Life, we would always do that one support, because sometimes people just need a little bit of help to transition while, you know, from place to place, until DHS kicks in with SNAP or TANF or whatever it is. You know, we just need a little bit of a boost. So Walking Into a New Life is going to be hosting that next month. So we will be posting information on how to get connected to that. It's always free. So if you are in Memphis, Tennessee, or if you know someone who is, please just continue to follow us on Facebook, which is Walking Into a New Life. We're on Twitter with the same name. We have a website, which is wial.org. You can always email us or you can call us. Our number is 901-466-6182. So those are a couple of things that we're doing. And as I said at the top of the hour, one of the things I am most excited about right now is the idea of having entrepreneurs to come in and develop their skills so that they can have job security, job sustainability. If you are a survivor of abuse and if you are in Memphis, Tennessee, please reach out to us to find out more about the micro-enterprise program that we are starting, because this program will allow you to be able to get the holistic skills that you need to be able to move forward, start your own business. Entrepreneurship is something that we don't spend as much time talking about, because especially when you've gone through abuse, you've been so beat down emotionally anyway that you don't see yourself as a person who can have their own business, that they can have ownership over something. And this is a way for you to become self-sufficient and self-sustaining. So we want to make sure that our listening audience is aware of that program, that you can become involved in it. I do ask that you email us at info@wial.org. We also have on the website a tab that says DV Intake. So if you click on that tab and fill out the short questionnaire, there is a box on there that asks, you know, what your interest is. So if you are in need of a flex spending card for immediate spending needs, you can click on that. If you're looking to relocate out of the city because you feel like that's the best option for you, you can click on that. But if you're looking for more information on how you can start your own business, then make sure that you click on that that particular box. We'll get you started, get you set up. We want to just be able to provide as many different opportunities for an individual to succeed as possible. So those are the things that we're working on right now. These are the things that we're doing. I'm very proud of them all. And as we come down to the last few minutes of the show, I just wanted to ask Tony Moore if she has any information, any last thoughts, any takeaways that she would like for our listening audience to be aware of as we wind down.
Absolutely. I would just want to encourage your audience. First of all, I want to thank you for doing this podcast and really just highlighting people that literally are the boots on the ground, because that's what it takes to directly affect lives. And so I want to encourage everyone to really just look at the initiatives that you're doing. No matter where you live, send those cell phones. Go to your website, sow a seed in the organization, because I think it's really, really important that we support these types of initiatives, because at the end of the day, these are the initiatives that are changing lives. So I know usually at the end people pitch themselves, but this really isn't about me. We've talked about me this entire time. Please go to my website, you know, www.latanyamoore.com. But I did want to just take these last couple of seconds just to encourage people to support your organization, continue to support the podcast, share the podcast with everyone, subscribe to the podcast, and provide comments and feedback so that it can, you know, continue to grow and make it better. One last thing, I did locate that discount. It is actually BOG25 for Boots on the Ground. BOG25 is the discount. And so give it about 15 or 20 minutes, and that discount will be live. And when you go to our website, you will be able to utilize that discount for any of the services there, and you can use it also for the Liberate Her intensive in June.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. That is so incredibly generous of you. Wow, thank you. Listening audience, please take advantage of that. And, you know, I just wanted to tell you, too, thank you so much for sharing what you did on behalf of us, because we do. We really want to keep this podcast going. We really want to help victims and survivors of abuse. I hate using the word victim. I cringe when I say it, but I know that people who are listening sometimes don't always identify unless you use certain terms and terminology. But I want everyone to understand that they are survivors, even those who are being victimized. If they are hearing and they are breathing, then they are survivors. They just may not realize it at this point because they are going through what they're going through. But everyone has the opportunity to take advantage of this. And so if you are listening, please, please, please go forward, share the information, take advantage of that DOG-25. As you said, give it 10, 15 minutes. We're going to just say this will end in about 5 minutes. So I would say give it about 30 minutes just to make sure that it's operable, there's no issues there. And if there is something that you encounter and you need more information, you know, do feel free to email me at info@wianl.org if there is any type of problem or glitch, and we can go ahead and take care of that for you. But I do appreciate you, LaTanya, just giving our organization a shout-out. And we do need every $5, $10, $2, $1 donation. We have been blessed to receive donations from places and spaces that we did not expect. And I want people to really understand that the amount that you give really does help to go towards something that gives a person a real sense of empowerment. So don't ever think that, well, all I have is $2. You have no idea what $2 helps to do. Because $2 can buy a pack of toilet tissue. $2 can buy toothpaste and toothbrushes. $2 can buy soap. So, you know, I just want people to really understand that when we talk about entrepreneurship, you know, and what that looks like and getting a business license, it's $30. You know, so once what you consider a small donation is a huge investment in someone's future to not only survive but thrive. So at this time, LaTanya, I want to tell you thank you so much for making yourself available, because I know how incredibly busy you are. So please just know how heartfelt it is when I say thank you for being our guest, for being so engaging, transparent, your opportunities for gifts. This was a blessing that we did not expect. So for that, we say thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
And listening audience, as I top of the hour, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for sharing this broadcast. We encourage you to join us each and every Sunday from 6 until 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So make those adjustments accordingly depending on what part of the world you are in. So it may be a little earlier for you, maybe a little later, but nonetheless, we are appreciative of your time, your energy. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another powerful episode of Boots on the Ground.